Here we are, the outdoor guys on the Carolina Outdoors. What's that song remind you of?
Road tripping and running. That Jackson Browne is some of my favorite road trip music. And talk about road trips, man. And I've done a few of those, and I've done a few of those that I've either ended or started with some kind of pavement pounding in between or something like that. So, but I'll tell you what, we got a guest on the Carolina Outdoors today, Bill, that has certainly done some road tripping and has certainly done a ton of pavement and trail pounding in his own way, that's for sure.
You are right. Well, let's set the table for this as we welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is the Carolina Outdoors. The voice over there, D.C. Lucchese. I'm Bill Barty. And according to the people at Runner's World, our guest, here's some stats, is, and this is too much to read, so we're going to bring him on, but 2,000-plus career races completed, 100,000 lifetime miles accomplished, sub-450 State Marathon Club finisher member, and on and on and on. Tom Perry, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors here on WBT.
Thank you. It's nice to be on.
Thanks, bro. And something else that I think is incredibly important too is that Tom is one of only a couple of folks who have run every Charlotte marathon. So when we wrapped up the 13th Novant Health Charlotte Marathon the other week, Tom was one of the guys who was there on day one and has run every single one. And to be clear, he's not even from here.
And I'm not a NASCAR fan.
And he's not a NASCAR fan. Oh my gosh. Tom, I gotta ask first question. I'm sure everybody asks you the same question. How in the world do you maintain that kind of mileage over that many years, and how do you keep the injuries at bay and the enthusiasm high?
41 years of running, knock on wood, no technical ever running injury. So basically my secret to success is 40 to 60 miles per week. If I feel a twinge or any type of injury, I take the day off. I'm not the type that runs through an injury, and I'm also not the type that's concerned about running, you know, a streaker 7 days a week, 356 days of the year. That's not me. I run how I feel and feel how I run.
Hey, Tom, 41 years of running, and I'm a guess in age. You're about 50 years old or so. How did
56.
You 56. How did you get started? What was your introduction to running like this, and how did you get cranked up and started?
Basically, it was in seventh grade, and in grade school, I did a one-mile run, and it was interesting because I threw up during that one-mile run because I had a Dairy Queen malt before the run and threw up probably on the close to the half-mile point, threw up, finished it, and then ran 2 years of high school. Never ran in college, and then started running 5Ks, and then in 1993, I did my first marathon. In 1994, I did two. 1995, I did three, and then it just started adding up and up and up to, where, you know, doing up to, you know, 60 races a year, and most of those are marathons now.
Yeah, and that is just amazing. I mean, to me, I just think that is spectacular. And that is no small feat, man, no pun intended, that in order to rack up that kind of mileage and in order to, you know, check the box on that many marathons, you're doing some traveling.
Yep.
You're doing some traveling. How many miles of travel do you think you're doing in the course of a year?
It averages out between the flying and the driving to about 100,000 miles a year. I mean, just like when I did the Charlotte Marathon, paced that on Saturday, then I fly across the country to do the Las Vegas Marathon the next day. So I'm taking a five-hour flight all the way out to Nevada the next day to run there.
And I think that's important to note, Tom, that you are not just doing this for funsies or for your own personal satisfaction, that some folks may not understand what pacing at a marathon or an event means. You're actually taking these trips all around the country to help other folks reach their time goals at a marathon. Tell us a little bit about that.
I've been pacing before pacing was even popular, way back before even Ambie Burfoot from Runner's World made it popular in the 90s. I was pacing races from friends, the races, to halves, the fulls. And then it just took off from there, where I started doing pacing races and then taking off. I paced 354 events throughout the U.S., 251 marathons. Probably considered the person who's paced the most races overall. I know I'm second most in marathons. There's one person who's paced 292 marathons, so she's ahead of me just on marathons. But, yeah, I love helping someone to a BQ. You do New York City. When I paced New York City, I had a chance to pace Jerry Miller, who's from Canada. He's 80 years old, and he ran with me about 11 to 14 miles of the race. He came in at 4:34:35 for first in his age group in the 80 to 89 category when I paced the 4:35 group at New York. And that's the type of stuff that I just love talking about.
Hey, Tom Perry is our guest here on the Carolina Outdoors, and he is an accomplished runner. But we're going to delve a little bit deeper into, as DC just said, a lot of us don't know, well, we may know what pacing means, but we don't know how this goes about. So, Tom, you're a professional pacer, and these people are your clients. Do you sit down with them before a race and say, hey, what are your goals, and where do I come in to a race as your pacer?
Some of the times I'll do it individually if it's for a BQ, but for like Charlotte or Las Vegas Marathon, for the 21 pace groups that I pace for, like Chicago, New York, Charlotte, Vegas, they just meet me at the start line. I'll have an assigned time, whether it's 5 hours or 4 hours, whatever. Like for Charlotte, I did the 5 hours, so I'm running 11:26 per mile pace the entire race. So they just start with me, and their goal is to get that sub-5, and we'll get them a sub-5. So that's cool.
Will you pace an entire race, or is there, and here are all my dumb questions, because that's what I do here on the Carolina Outdoors, but is there a handoff point to another runner, like a track and field team may do? Does that happen in marathon pacing?
The sometimes that'll happen if you're in the faster groups. Like there's some marathons that'll actually have pacers for like the 245 groups, the 218 or 220 groups, or Boston qualifiers. Or the Olympic qualifiers. So they'll have two pacers, or sometimes there'll be two pacers for the four if it's a hot day or a hilly course where they break it up. But I've never shared the pacing responsibilities. I've always ran the entire race no matter what the pace is. And usually I'll have a co-pacer for probably half the races I've paced. I've had a co-pacer, and, you know, they stay with me, or they're the trail pacer. Trail pacer means that one of us takes the lead. So one of us will be like running like a 4:29, the other person's running like a 4:30, 4:31, and one pushes the other one to get closer to me so that they all can get under that 4:30 or whatever the pace goal is.
Hey, if you've ever thought about running and you're just joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors, we've got a man that you need to listen to. Whether you're listening to us via the airwaves of WBT up and down the Eastern Seaboard, or maybe you're joining us at jessebrowns.com or one of the other Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at JesseBrownCLT. We're the Outdoor Guys, and Tom's telling us about pacing and running, and he's done a whole bunch of it. But Tom, really quick, how hard is it to go from your hometown marathon, fly 5 hours, and then do the rock and roll in Las Vegas? How tough is that on your body and your constitution?
The trickiest part about that one, which in particular is difficult, is that you have the 5 hour flight, 3 hour time change, and then where the Charlotte Marathon starts at, you know, 7:30 in the morning, the Vegas Marathon starts at 4:30 in the afternoon. So not only do I have to worry about my diet and all that stuff for my digestive system, so I'm not having bathroom breaks throughout the race, I have to just get psychologically set. So I'm waking up at 4 a.m. to eat a meal and then eating a meal at noon so that my body's almost like I'm back in Minnesota trying to regulate my system.
Yeah, I'll bet plenty of that, I'm sure. Now, one of the things that I get the biggest kick out of, Tom and I correspond over the course of the year. He'll send me a text back and let me know, you know, where he paced and whom he paced with, and he'll also let me know about the beer in that town.
Yep.
So, Tom, I got to ask you, which marathon town have you been to that has the best craft beer?
Oh, God, that's a really tough one. In fact, it's interesting. When I go to Honolulu, Hawaii, it'll be my third time of doing a microbrew in all 50 states. So
nice.
So I'm almost at, I think I'm at 492 or actually 493 now microbrews I've been through in the U.S. So I'll hit my 500th this year, my third time through the 50 states. So my goal is to do a microbrew in all 50 states at least 12 times and do the same with the marathon. So 12 times doing the 50 states and a microbrew in all 50 states 12 times, different ones.
Hey, Gail Keslovitz has a book coming out. She's a former Runner's World contributor, and you're going to be one of the featured runners in there. We got to get you back on. Tom Perry, accomplished runner here in Charlotte. Thanks for being on with the Outdoor Guys.